It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Garen Benoit, Community Engagement Coordinator, big long title. Garen works with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. Garen, how long have you been with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I have been here, it'll be 2 years in about a week.
Oh.
So I started in the summer, July of 24.
Well, what do you do? What is a Community Engagement Coordinator? What do you do with that?
So, community engagement coordinator, I am front-facing. So, I am out in the community, usually doing health fairs, resource fairs, tabling events, or going and doing lunch and learns at businesses or pop-ups to get employee engagement from companies who allow their employees to volunteer as a part of company policy.
Okay.
And volunteer recruitment is also part of my title here.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we need to talk definitely volunteers. I know it seems like we just got out of school, but then we're going to be starting in school once again. But volunteers are always needed for Big Brothers Big Sisters, correct?
Yes. As part of our programming, we have our site-based programming, more commonly called school-based, where we allow volunteers to go in to the schools and spend time with the youth while they're during their school day. And the need for volunteers is ever increasing as we have probably about 85 kids on our waiting list.
Wow. You definitely need at least 85 volunteers to become bigs. You do the screening. Big Brothers Big Sisters handles all that.
Yes. And it's all, so to become a volunteer with our program is completely free for the volunteer. We do go through a process because child safety is one of our number one concerns because we're giving someone in the public access to someone else's child. So we want to make sure that person is extremely vetted and able to handle the responsibility of having someone else's child.
When you're going into the school programs and spending time with the children at school, about how many hours do you usually spend on a month?
Again, one of our things we say is it takes little to be big. So if you do the school-based program, the volunteers usually go to the school once a week, usually the same day and time. We try to make it easy for you. So let's say a volunteer is free every Tuesday at 9. They're matched with a kid in the program who's also free at that time, and then they're able to use the school resources to have the meeting at the school.
Walk me through this. What does like a meeting, your mentor and your little, what does that look like?
So it looks like a number of things. So it can be as simple as just sitting in a quiet location and having a conversation. You can use the like the track. You can walk the track. You can shoot a couple baskets. You can walk the playground. You can have lunch with them. You can use a quiet classroom to maybe tutor them in a certain subject, or you can help with literacy and have them read to you or you read to them. But we make it easy because everything that you're doing is at the school, and we have supplies for you to use at the school as well. So you don't have to bring any of your own resources, and you don't have to think of activities to do. We kind of provide all of that for you.
That's where you guys come in.
We try to make it as easy as possible. We really just need people's time and energy.
It takes little to be big, so little time can make a big impact. That was the school program. What about the other program that you offer?
So our other programming would be the community-based program. It's probably the most widely known program because in this program, you're allowed to see a little outside of their school or outside of a designated site. So you can use community resources. You're able to take your little to a park, maybe a movie or a sporting event. Anything that you have in common with your little, you can do. All of these programs are based on the volunteer schedule. So in the community-based program, we ask that volunteers are able to meet with their little at least twice a month for a couple hours. About 4 hours a month. So if you want to, if that looks like every other Saturday you hang out and do an activity, that's what it looks like for you. Or it may look like maybe an evening after school where you hang out for multiple hours. It just looks different for everybody. But we try to make it, again, as easy as possible. And it works off of the volunteer schedule. So it's using your free time to volunteer.
If you could give some advice, Garen, what advice would you give?
My advice would be to just try it, because you don't know what kind of impact you can have on a kid. A lot of people think that in order to be a volunteer, you have to be perfect or your life has to be in such great order. When a lot of the kids in our program just need someone who is going to provide them with their time and be consistent and be that ear or that extra, that safe space for them where they can bounce ideas off of and talk about their future without it being a family or a family member or a parent.
Right.
So if you have a little bit of time that you are free each month, consider giving some of that to the youth in the community.
How do we make that happen? What do we do first?
So the easiest way would be going to our website, which is www.acadianabigs.com. And then there is a Become a Volunteer section on the website. Or you can just call our office, and we will be happy to take care of you over the phone.
Garrett Benoit, thank you so much for taking time with us. Community Engagement Coordinator for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. And thanks for the great advice, Garrett. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.